Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution? Or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on OM Times Radio.
Welcome to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meets. This is Dr. Martha Tara Lee. I'm a clinical sexologist based in Singapore, and my company is called Eros Coaching. That's EROScoaching.com. And this show is all about exploring the link between sexuality and spirituality, because this is a topic that I am interested in. For the longest time, these were two separate topics, and it wasn't until a few years ago that I began to realize there was indeed a link, and I wasn't so weird in being interested in these two topics. The two worlds begin to merge, and the show is all about making sense of sexuality and spirituality. Today we have a very interesting topic. We are talking about hypnosis. And the title of today's show is How to Be a Hot and Hypnotic Lover. And we have Amy Marsh. Amy Marsh is my schoolmate, and she was previously in another episode, which was in episode 19. It was on the 22nd of May. So if you're interested, you can listen to that show as well. So today we'll be welcoming Amy Marsh for the second time for a very provocative discussion about the uses of hypnosis for sexual intimacy and pleasure. As a clinical sexologist and certified hypnotist, Amy is passionate about the value of hypnosis as a clinical tool, as well as a form of sexual and sensual enjoyment for lovers. In today's show, Amy will focus on how you can use hypnosis to increase pleasure sensation and fantasy enjoyment in your own relationships. How fantastic is that? You will also be able to experience a brief sample of fantasy hypnosis in today's show. So let me introduce a little bit more about Amy Marsh. Dr. Amy Marsh, she is a board-certified clinical sexologist, an ASEC-certified sexuality counselor, a certified hypnotist, and hypnosis instructor. She has two doctorates. She has a Doctor of Education in Human Sexuality and a Doctor of Human Sexuality degrees from the Institute for Advanced Study of Human Sexuality, which is also where I graduated from. And you can find out more about Amy by going to her website, www.dramymarshsexologist.com or www.intimatehypnosistraining.com. So welcome, Amy.
Oh, Martha, hi. Good to be back. I'm really looking forward to this show.
Yes, thank you for coming back. So just before we go into the topic itself, I just wanted to mention very briefly about what's been happening in the news this week. So this week what's happened is that I found out that the data by Ashley Madison, the 37 million users, the data has been officially leaked. And this first came out 1 week after I had Dr. Marlene Weserman, who actually wrote the book Cyber Infidelity. So she was on episode 27 talking about her book, and her book was actually based on research of Ashley Madison's database. And 1 week after she was on the show, the data was leaked, and it was last week or this week that actually I found out how that actually the data had been leaked and been released to the public. So one famous celebrity, I think Josh Duggar, I think he was the first victim. He's a celebrity, and he actually has been subscribed to Ashley Madison. Do you have anything to comment about this piece of news, Amy?
Well, I think a lot of people are probably very nervous right now, and it just goes to show that it's very difficult to trust our really intimate information and actions to technology. Things are happening so fast, and anything can be hacked, obviously.
Yeah, so I think we can become complacent. Everything is just on our fingertips, and there's a lot of apps that we can use, like, you know, from dating, OkCupid, to hookups, Tinder, and Ashley Madison is just another one of them. So, you know, people who want to cheat, you know, one of the things that he could really be talking about with their partners is how to negotiate opening up their relationships. So that's something that sexologists like you and me work with clients about.
Yes, and I want to note that Deborah Taj Annapol just passed a couple of days ago, and she was a pioneer in responsible non-monogamy and in polyamory. She's probably changed thousands of lives at this point with her books and her workshops. And the work of somebody like her really points up what you're saying about the value of opening up a conversation and being honest and understanding what your desires are and what your partner's desires may be.
That's right. You know, it wasn't until this century, I believe, that the institution of marriage really became popular. So we were not traditionally in marriages, and we probably are not wired to be, and we are also living longer lives. So with complexity of life, with travels, with dating apps making hookups much easier, I think it is important to talk about what's real in relationships rather than cheating and hiding, which is hurting not just our partners, our loved ones, but also ourselves.
Right.
So I'm glad that you mentioned Deborah, because as I was talking about it, I began to realize that, yeah, she was a pioneer of her field. And do you remember the title of her book?
Let's see, there is Polyamory, Loving More in the 21st Century was her second one. Love Without Limits, that was the first one. And there was an additional edition. I think she first published this in the 90s, and then there was a later edition that was revised a little bit. And she's written other things too, but those are the two biggies on polyamory.
Yeah, that's right. So for those who are interested, you may want to look her up and look up her work. Everyone's talking about it on Facebook right now, at least, you know, in the sexology world. We are definitely mourning her passing. And also, there's this second piece of news that came out just a few days ago. And in fact, I'm looking in front of me an article that was just published 3 hours ago. So I'm just going to read from the article from Bustle. And it says, on Tuesday, the FDA in the United States finally released flibanserin, which is this drug that is used to treat hyposexual desire disorder. Basically, what this means is low sex drive in premenopausal women. So this drug was rejected twice by FDA prior to Tuesday's approval. And what has happened is this was inaccurately coined as the female Viagra, because this is not really about increasing libido. This has a lot of medical implications to one's health. And Amy, do you have any thoughts about this drug?
Oh, I absolutely do. Now, I haven't been following the story super closely. I don't have all the details about the side effects, though I know there are some pretty severe ones, including spontaneous fainting. And if you think about that, that's a problem, not just if you're driving or doing something else, you're fainting, you can injure yourself. How about if you're fainting during sex? And this gets us into consent issues here. Because somebody who's ill-informed about consent could say, well, I know she took the little pink pill. It must be okay for me to go ahead. Well, no, it's not. If somebody's unconscious, no, it's not okay to go ahead. I see this as a medicalization of a problem, a legitimate problem that some women have. You know, they don't feel much inclination to have sex. They've lost touch with their libido. But frankly, there are so many other ways to do this. And I think the fact that the FDA has gone ahead and approved this now after being rejected twice, I don't think this bodes well for us as women. And it medicalizes and monetizes our sexuality in a way that I don't think really contributes to our sexual health or our understanding of our erotic natures.
Yeah, I very much agree. I think the general consensus among the sexologists is that they really don't like this drug at all. You have to eat it every day. And studies have shown that if you eat it every day, you may be able to have sex one more time a month. That's it. So why would you want to do that? Good riddance. Yeah. So yeah. I'm just looking at it right now. It says that it can cause a serious drop in blood pressure, increase risk of low blood pressure and fainting that you mentioned, and it should not be taken with alcohol. So there are lots of health implications as well. And clinicians who are allowed to prescribe this are generally asked to be trained and then do a proper assessment. But seriously, like, how many people really do that?
I agree completely.
Yeah, so we just have one more minute to our break. And today we have Amy Marsh and we are talking about hypnosis. So Amy, anything that you'd like to mention about very briefly about today's show?
Well, I'm going to be able to pull in this theme of cheating and also the little pink so-called female Viagra into our erotic hypnosis. So you'll see how these topics will tie into that.
Fantastic. You know, our brain is our biggest sexual organ. Our brain is our most powerful sex organ, and our skin is our biggest sex organ. And so I'm very interested to find out how we can use hypnosis to make sex hot, sensational, spicy. And I'm so glad you are back on this show. So more with Amy after this break.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
September 23rd, September 23rd, September 23rd. Mark that down on your calendar. Put it in your phone. Whatever you do, circle that date. 9 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. Yes, it is the return of the Joe Show. We will come back live with season 9. Wow, 9 seasons. I can only think of 4. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Salt, pepper, oregano, and thyme. No. Anyways, we don't have that much time. We're going to be back live September 23rd. Don't forget. At 9 p.m. Eastern here on OM Times Radio.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meets. And today we have Amy Marsh and we are talking about how you can be a hot and hypnotic lover in the bedroom. And without further ado, let's welcome back Amy and we can talk a little bit more about how hypnosis can be used to improve your sexual relationships.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to first jump into the little teaser that I left you with a few minutes ago and mention about why erotic hypnosis can be helpful with the cheating issue, because it can provide some variety, for example, that maybe people are feeling a lack of variety in their established relationships. And then the other thing, and I'll get into a little bit more about that, you know, later in the show, address that more directly. But also this whole issue of low desire. And it's interesting. There was one of the greats of hypnosis history was a man named Emile Quay, who was a pharmacist. And he's very famous for kind of the phrase, each day in every way, I'm getting better and better. And he noticed when he was dispensing medication that if he told his customers, this is going to be a great remedy for you, they did better than if he just didn't say anything and just gave them their package of little pills.
Yeah.
Now, so the placebo effect is a very interesting, controversial topic. And sometimes hypnosis is joined with that in some way. But honestly, if we are feeling lackluster in our imaginations and in our bodies, we're just not going to be that interested in having sex. Or if we have a partner or partners who are dull, lackluster, clumsy, maybe for some reason not appealing, maybe there's a buildup of resentment in the relationship, which has gotten in the way of erotic responses. All these things are a problem, first of all, in how we're thinking about sex and our own sexuality and our own desires to be sexual or not. And so this idea that we can just prescribe a little pill and make it all those issues go away, I think is also rather unfortunate, because you can, through, you know this, Martha, you know, through body work and breathing practices and pulling up your sexual energy and ramping it up, you can bring yourself to a state of desire, arousal, and even orgasm.
Yeah, there's so many things we can do with just a little bit of instruction and education. And instead, we just, you know, pop a little pill and hope that it will fix everything. And pills have side effects. And being an Asian, we really are quite adverse to Western medication. Instead, in Asian culture, we have, you know, like Chinese herbs and we have Ayurveda, and there's so many things that we could use, and people are just not taking the time to find out for themselves.
That's so true. So it's more of a consumerist approach at this point to sex, and that's a buzzkill. That just sort of kills desire after a point, and it doesn't feed it. So I think to talk about the erotic hypnosis today, I want to remind people, I touched on this a little bit in the previous show with you, that there are some rules. There's some techniques people need to learn. There's some things that should be done and talked about before anybody even tries to create hypnosis. And so I thought, if this is okay with you, I'd run over those.
Yes.
Pretty quickly. Okay, wonderful. So the idea about hypnosis, it's your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind working with another subconscious and conscious mind, trusting each other to go deeply, to relax, and then to begin to let the imagination come up and do its work and to have an effect on the body. And so in order to have the trust, you have to have your consent issues very clear. You have to know your boundaries and your limits, you know, your hard boundaries, your soft boundaries. You have to set up ways of talking about things beforehand, planning the session, and also checking in with each other afterwards, making sure that everything was okay. It's good to have safe words. It's good to have a hand signal that also means stop in case somebody is becoming uncomfortable in hypnosis for some reason. And a plan for what we call abreaction. And that doesn't happen very often, but an abreaction is a bad reaction under hypnosis. So somebody who's becoming disturbed to the point where it's difficult to calm them down. You really have to step back from the hypnosis at that point and just really do what you can to soothe that person. And it's good to have a couple skills at hand, like the emotional freedom technique, tapping on the acupressure points, for example, or talking over ahead of time with your hypnotic partner. What would they like you to do if for some reason maybe they become very upset and start crying too much? Sometimes crying can be a great release, but sometimes it's beyond what the person wants to be experiencing. Yeah. If something's been triggered.
Yeah. So as you begin to say this, I'm writing down words like, you know, some people may begin to think of hypnosis like being a way of manipulating someone, and it's really coming from a place of ego, you know, like, look what I can do. And really, that's not what you're talking about. It's very much about being very conscious of the other person and being of service, I feel.
Yes, that's true. And yet, there is a category of people playing with erotic hypnosis who love the mind control games. But that's because one person has desired the role of being the person under, you know, sort of a, it's kind of like an exaggerated Hollywood mind control, hypnotic, erotic fantasy, I should say. So there are people who agree to be part of the fantasy. So the domineering hypnotist is the top, the submissive hypnotized subject is the bottom, and they get to play out their fantasies that way, but they still have to have all the cooperative boundaries, limits, consent, all those things put into place and have it be collaborative first before they can even enter into that kind of fantasy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. So this is mind control in a good way, not in a bad way.
It's a fantasy of mind control. Yeah, it's, you know, let's face it, erotic surrender is an exciting aspect to our sexuality. We often want to be swept away by sensation or the charisma or the beauty of our lover or the fact that our lover can do these things and elicit responses. And so for some people, this idea of surrendering will take place in that kind of fantasy. And there are some hypnotic subjects that really want to be a little robot doll under hypnosis and have their arms placed a certain way, and they stand there and they're like a little toy and they're having fun that way. That isn't everybody's thing, obviously, but they've agreed upon the fantasy ahead of time and then they act it out. So it is collaborative, even though the session itself seems, you know, like, wow, what's going on? You know, there's...
Yeah, as long as it's between two consenting adults, whatever rocks their boat.
Exactly. Yeah. So having a hand gesture as well as a safe word is important, like, you know, raising two fingers to say stop a moment or raising your hand, because sometimes people are less verbal or less able to be verbal when they're being hypnotized. And so it's good to have some words as well as a signal that's agreed upon ahead of time. So you want to make sure that there's no phobias. You know, if somebody has a phobia about an elevator, you don't want to use an elevator as part of your induction, you know, a way of getting a person into the hypnotic state. You want to use stairs or some other kind of imagery. So you check all these things out ahead of time.
Yeah.
And then you want to figure out what you're going to do under hypnosis. So what are the people interested in? Do they want a mind control fantasy? Do they want a very sensuous, loving, sort of opening up, releasing inhibitions session? You know, do they want to try for hypnotic orgasms? Are they going to play with different sensations aside from that? So people have to decide what it is they're interested in experiencing and helping a person experience? Who's going to be the hypnotist? Who's going to be the subject? Are they going to switch at any point? What's the setting? You know, is all of this going to be taking place in a Renaissance fair or another planet, you know, or a beautiful tropical vacation setting? You know, you get to pick all these things out. You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to feel? How long is the session going to last? That's important too. And I think it's good for people to try for short sessions and then build up to longer.
Yeah. And, you know, as they gain confidence, then it would be easier to go longer. And I like what you're saying, because it's like, you know, having a holiday, a mental holiday, and being transported to different places that perhaps you can't afford or you don't have the logistics possible. So that's great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've often thought sometimes I should just be a hypnotic travel agent and just send people to places in hypnosis, because they can become so relaxed just thinking about a favorite place or a place that they'd like to visit they've never been. The other thing is, of course, you're right, you know, building skills, taking their time to learn things, and really playing. I think the important thing to remember is this is a way to play. This is a way to have fun. And it's mutual discovery, really.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of creativity and playfulness that we can use. And a lot of people can, I imagine, be nervous about it, thinking that they must get it perfect the first time.
Oh, yeah. And that's a great point, because one of the things that I suggest to people when they're, you know, when I teach workshops and I'm teaching people how to enter into this is pretend. Pretend to be hypnotized. If you're going to be the hypnotic subject, don't have performance anxiety. Allow your partner to practice the hypnosis induction and all the other things. All you need to do is just pretend.
Okay, so more about hypnosis after the break, and we'll be talking about pretending.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment, a philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meets. Today we have the topic, how to be a hot and hypnotic lover, and we have Amy Marsh. Amy Marsh is the founder of the Intimate Hypnosis Training Center, which delivers extensive professional training in hypnosis for sexual problems and enhancement. She also serves as an online instructor at Sex Coach U and Creative Sexuality Education Corporation. She currently teaches HOP, hot and hypnotic workshops on erotic hypnosis. So you want to check out her at dramarsh.sexologist.com or intimatehypnosistraining.com. So just before break, we were talking about some of the safety rules of doing hypnosis. And I'd like to go back by asking Amy, so what are some of the things that people can look forward to experiencing when it comes to erotic hypnosis?
Okay, this can be so many different things you can do. You can create very affectionate, loving, appreciative experiences with yourself and your lovers. So you can do something as simple as just pouring loving, appreciative words into somebody's ears while they're relaxing as a way to just really nurture and strengthen the intimacy between people. So that's one thing you can do. Very simple, very easy. You can do fantasy hypnosis. So you can either share fantasies or you can simply direct your hypnotic subject to have a fantasy, enjoy themselves, use that as kind of a foreplay to get that person aroused so that maybe they go through one or two or three or four or five, however many fantasy scenarios in hypnosis, get more and more aroused each time, and then you bring them out of hypnosis and then you have sex together because you've gotten your partner really stimulated with their imagination and their body responses. You can do sensation play. You can create all kinds of sensations. I always tell people start simple first, build your skills. And people who are into BDSM, dominant submission relationships, also will use erotic hypnosis sometimes as a way to kind of strengthen the role play. And you can use hypnosis actually to strengthen a lot of different kinds of erotic role play, costume play, or many other things that people enjoy in their private lives. You can become more in character using the hypnosis.
That's great. You know, it doesn't sound so difficult. You know, you can just start off by saying, oh, relax to the sound of my voice. And then you can say things like, imagine.
Yeah, you just take somebody on a mental trip or you let somebody take you on a mental trip and your imagination will play along and your body will respond. That's the beauty of it.
You're so reassuring, you know.
Well, I think that goes with the whole hypnosis thing. We're all about being reassuring and supportive, I can tell you. Hypnotic orgasms, of course, is something a lot of people are interested in right away. They want to see if they can create an orgasm or experience one, you know, without even being touched. And that takes some practice. It takes some skill. But it's definitely something people can have happen. In fact, Gina Ogden, a very famous sexologist, did her doctoral work on women who could have orgasms just by thinking about it. And really, erotic hypnosis, a hypnotic orgasm is pretty similar to that.
Yeah. And then there's my teacher, one of my teachers in Urban Tantra, Barbara Corellas. She's well known for her technique of thinking off.
Right, right. And I don't know about you, but I've thought off myself sometimes and it's fun.
Wow. And you should do a video about it, you know, people would like to watch it.
Well, I might. I may be, you know, a little private about that part, even though I just talked. I don't know if I'll do it on a video, but it's possible. Mary Roach, the author of Bonk, wrote about that also. She had dinner with a woman who could do that. Mm. And it's a very humorous account about that. So
great. So so I have a question. Like, is it possible for people to use toys and props when you're doing that as well, the hypnosis with toys and props?
You can. Now, you want to make sure that the toys and props are okay with the partner being hypnotized, of course. Mm-hmm. And also I want to say the person who is the hypnotist also gets a say, you know, in what they feel comfortable doing. But, for example, let's go back to the little pink pill idea. I've used M&M candies as part of hypnotic induction to, I had my demonstration subject tell me which candy would create what effect. So she picked out which colors, you know, what was going to be the tingly color and what was going to be the warm color, that kind of thing. And then I would pop these things in her mouth and say, okay, you've got the blue one now. And now you can let the tingles fill your body. And, you know, she did feel some tingles, you know, maybe not throughout her entire body, but she was starting to get it. And we were just doing this in a class as a fun demonstration. You can use different toys or sensory objects, you know, to help create an induction. You can also use imaginary props and toys. So you can have pretend ropes for hypnotic bondage, and you can have a pretend vibrator. I'm completely serious about this. You can have somebody imagine that they're using a sex toy and that it's having a kind of effect. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, it's really fun. You know, for people who are, you know, listening to this show, it's, you know, who are in the conscious and spiritual community, there's always this saying, where intention is, energy flows. So if we can understand that, then surely we can understand when we start to visualize the energy or surges in our bodies with an imaginary vibrator, then obviously we start to have a physical reaction.
Oh, yeah. The neurosignature's there. We've created it already. We know what it is, and our brain revisits it. And in some way, then we experience it all over again. There was something else I was going to bring up, but I forgot it. So maybe you need to ask me another question.
Okay. So maybe for our listeners who are still a little bit apprehensive, is erotic hypnosis dangerous in any way?
No, it's not dangerous, except if you have not done your, and I should say this, it could be emotionally dangerous. That's the kind of danger I'm talking about. So this is why you really do need the safety and the trust and the consent and the boundaries things to be in place. If somebody has had bad experiences in the past, if they have a history of sexual trauma, you want to know about that. You want to be careful about that. Or if you're planning on being hypnotized and you know that you have a history, then you want to share this with the person who's going to be hypnotizing you because you want it to go well. You know, as with anything, there can be a little bit of risk, and you mitigate that and minimize it by being very aware, very conscious, very specific. You don't surprise people until you know them very, very well, if then. You know, you really stick to what you say you're going to do and what the person says they want to have happen. And it should not be dangerous in any other way. Except don't listen to hypnosis tapes when you're driving a car or operating a machine. You don't want to get relaxed when you're doing those sorts of things. So you have to use your common sense.
Because you need to be paying attention, and you don't want to, cause any accidents and stuff. Okay, so I know that you're offering listeners until the end of this month, the 31st of August, 100% tuition discount if they enroll in either of your training. That's the 300-hour or the 150-hour online training. And so they can do that by dropping you an email at dr.amymarshsexologist@gmail.com and mention the word Eros Evolution discount, and they will be able to get this $100 tuition discount. So maybe Amy, if you could tell us a little bit more about what your classes are like.
Well, the programs that are have that tuition discount, this is for people who want professional training in using hypnosis with clients, both for sexological problems and also to be able to learn to teach erotic hypnosis to their clients as well. But these are pretty much professional training programs.
And for people who are more interested in erotic hypnosis so that they can apply this in the bedroom, you have other kinds of classes?
Yes, I have a beginning introductory class online at creativesexuality.org. And I also do workshops in the San Francisco Bay Area and hoping to do them actually also in Hawaii. But yeah, I do those 2 or 3 times a year.
Sure. And people will be able to find you by going to your website and subscribing?
Yes.
Okay. So that's dramymarshsexologist.com or intimatehypnosistraining.com. So tell us some of your more interesting hypnotic experiences.
Well, let's see. I would say that, you know, I've had some fun with reporters, but I think I'm not going to tell those stories because I think I told one of those stories last time we were on the radio. I think actually a good one to talk about is at our meetup group. We have an erotic hypnosis meetup group. There was an instance where there were just a few of us meeting, and I decided that I was tired of being the hypnotist and wanted to be hypnotized. And there were 3 men and then me. So 1 woman, 3 men. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to open myself up to being hypnotized. And all of the other people in the room had some experience with hypnosis. And I thought I laid out my boundaries pretty clearly, but I found that one of the men kept wanting to escalate the sensation. He was trying to cause a heightened sensation in my arm. Mm-hmm. And he kept pushing it, like he wanted to get more and more and more intense. And he wasn't asking my permission to intensify it. Mm-hmm. So in some ways, this was a very unsatisfactory experience. But it just brought home to me the fact that you can't be comfortable if somebody's trying to push you to go, you know, against your limits or mm-hmm. to push you beyond where you want to go in that minute. So I began resisting him. Mm-hmm. So it was an interesting experience, so it wasn't the most fun I could have had. You know, if he'd been doing things differently, then I think I would have had a much better time.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So, you know, one can feel a sense of violation.
Mm-hmm. You can. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so also, on the other flip side of it, it can be very fun, nurturing, and people can feel more intimate. So we're going to do our sample after this break.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. the best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution. This is the last 15 minutes of this show. So let me talk a little bit more about our Dr. Amy Marsh, who is here, and she's going to lead us through a sample of erotic hypnosis. So she's the author of Sex Quacks, 100 Other Things You Don't Know About Sex, now in paperback through Amazon. She's a contributor of the Cultural Encyclopedia of the Penis in 2014 and Rachel Pepper's anthology Transitions of the Heart in 2012. She's published online in the Electronic Journal of Human Sexuality, the Right Sex blog, and on WordPress. She has appeared in national television appearances in the United States, including Good Morning America, The Tara Banks Show, and 2 episodes of the National Geographic Taboo. She's currently working on a how-to book about erotic hypnosis. You want to definitely check that out. And she will be presenting workshops on erotic hypnosis at the Catalyst Con West in Los Angeles in September and the Western Erotic Hypnosis Unconference in Belmont in October. So you want to check out her work because Amy is going places and she is the go-to person for erotic hypnosis. So Amy, take it away with our sample on fantasy hypnosis.
Okay, wonderful. So for all of you who are listening, if you are driving, please do not pay much attention. If you're using machines, please do not pay attention. And if you simply don't feel like being hypnotized, there's no need for you to actually let yourself go into this process. It's not going to happen unless you want it to happen. So use your common sense. And for those of you who do want to experience just a gentle taste of erotic hypnosis, I'm going to do something that's very light, very easy, and not that explicit, you know, just to make sure that most people can feel comfortable with this. So we're going to talk about comfort, emotional safety, closeness and bonding, and so on in a very general way. So get comfortable. Let yourself just settle in wherever you are and take a deep breath. Hold it and exhale slowly and close your eyes if you haven't already. And as you relax and breathe, allow your body to just loosen up. Allow your muscles to soften and feel a gentle, warm glow melting into your body. When you're ready, take another deep breath in. Hold it at the top. And then imagine all the tension. Feel the tension leave your body and a sensation of gentle warmth streaming in. So comfortable. Once more, a deep breath in. Hold, and as you exhale, bring your attention to the feeling of your eyelids. The relaxation in your eyelids as they have closed so gently down. Flowing through your entire body, warming, soothing, relaxing. Once again, bring your attention to the feeling in your eyelids. Feel how they're so relaxed, they just don't want to move. Go ahead, give a check, and stop testing. And just let yourself melt again into the feeling of soothing, relaxing warmth. As you breathe slowly and allow yourself to settle more and more deeply into this feeling of relaxation with every breath you take, feel how every part of you is experiencing a slow ebb and flow of a glowing, relaxing warmth flowing into your cells, your nerves, your muscles, your bones, every organ, every part of you, filling every part of you, even the parts of you that might feel hard or cold or tense. Let that warmth just melt away any tension in your body or mind, melting away any resistance to relaxation. It's so easy, so easy to feel so relaxed. As I count from 5 to 1 now, you let yourself go even more deeply into this warmth, relaxing twice as deep, or maybe even 10 times as deep, with each number. 5. The warm glow is taking hold, soothing and relaxing you, going twice as deep. 4. It's almost like a warm sun or a star inside yourself, glowing with just the right amount of warmth with every breath you take in. Stretching, reaching your toes, your fingertips, the tips of your eyelashes, every part of you inside and out, letting yourself go twice as deep. 3, knowing you can retain this warmth glowing inside you, knowing you can relax twice as deep. 2, you may even be so warm and toasty at this point you begin to radiate like a heater, glowing and warming and feeling this pleasurable glowing and warmth. 6, or maybe even 12 inches outside your body, allowing for complete relaxation, going twice or maybe even 10 times deeper than you were before. 1, feeling so good, so comfortable, relaxed, glowing with this wonderful, pleasurable warmth. In this deep hypnotic rest, imagine a beautiful sanctuary of your choice, a place of healing power, peace, energy. Imagine resting in this beautiful spot, feeling and sensing everything around you, the air on your skin, sounds and smells and colors. Imagine yourself resting in this spot, focusing only on the sound of my voice. And allow my voice and these words of relaxation and sensuous warming pleasure, let them settle into your mind and your imagination in the way that's best for you. Only allow these words to drop into your mind and melt into the warmth of your body, only in the way that's best for you. Let your subconscious mind enjoy these words and enjoy the power of feeling sensation, physical sensation of warmth, with all the feelings of affection and encouragement they convey. And here's the part where you can imagine somebody that loves you and that you love, saying all the words of love and praise and affection and endearment. Imagine that person telling you how much they appreciate you, how much they love you, and in what way. Imagine that person now dropping these words of encouragement and affection into your ear, into your body, so that these words and their meaning and the emotional feeling of that person mingles and combines with the warmth of your body, bringing more comfort, more peace, more depth. Thank you for listening to these words so beautifully, and I feel gratitude for being able to say them to you while you're in this restful, peaceful state. I'll count from 1 to 5 and bring you back up out of hypnosis so that you'll feel alert and refreshed and ready to go into the rest of your evening or day or early morning time, wherever you are in this world. Coming up from 1 to 2, alert and refreshed. 3, letting your subconscious remember everything. 4, feeling energized and relaxed at the same time, feeling good. And 5, when you're ready, opening your eyes and emerging from the state of hypnosis. And that's the end.
Great. Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome.
That was fantastic. You know, I was out. I told you just now, I was out dancing until 1 with my friends just now. And I haven't slept all day. And it's now 5 a.m. Singapore time. And your hypnosis was just so relaxing. I was yawning and really having warm, fuzzy feelings. I think I'm ready for bed now.
Okay.
Great. So thank you so much, Amy. If you like to follow Amy, you can follow her on Twitter at AmyMarshSexDR. And if you are interested in her Catalyst ConWest conference, you can actually follow this hashtag on Twitter. That's hashtag at CCONHOT. and you'll be able to follow her during the session in October. So So next week we'll be having another guest. She'll be talking about the holy body, the art of self-loving with Reverend Goddess Charmaine, the sensuous mystique. So self-love and mystical masturbation plays a major role in our spiritual development. A daily meditative self-pleasuring ritual can bring healing and empowerment to our bodies, spirits, and the world around us. So on our show, Eros Evolution, we have been talking about self-pleasuring and the importance of how this helps us to deepen our relationship with ourselves, and it goes into self-love. So we'll be having Reverend Goddess Charmaine next week, and her website is www.sensuousmystic.com. And today's guest, Amy Marsh, is going to be, her website is dramymarshsexologist.com, and her other website is intimatehypnosistraining.com. Remember, until August 31st, you will be able to receive a $100 tuition discount if you enroll in her professional training. So you can just drop Amy an email and you mention Eros Evolution discount and you'll be able to get it. So thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.